thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
We back in the studio.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? It's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. I'm Wally.
I'm Will T.
First off, before we get into sports, this big event, or not event, this thing dropped in the morning. I think when it made social, it went crazy on social media. Kendrick Lamar's verse on the Big Sean
Control.
Single Control. Will, I'm gonna let you go first about that thing.
Kendrick Lamar bodied it, killed it. That's one of the hardest verses I've heard in hip hop in a minute. It's not just because of the lyrical wordplay, but the competitiveness of it also. That's something that hip hop's been missing for a while, man. It's not a lot of friendly competition, and you know, I think anyone who listened to the verse knows that in no way, shape, or form he was trying to diss any of his counterparts, but he was just saying, hey, all of y'all are my friends, but hip hop's competitive and I'm coming for the crown. And with that verse, whoo, definitely came for it.
Oh, he went for the crown, man. that's why to me, Kendrick Lamar is one of the realest dudes out here, man. I mean, to me, I'll listen to Kendrick Lamar, Big Crit.
You know who Kendrick Lamar reminds me of? Cool. He's like this generation's Andre 3000.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah, he's real versatile. He's very versatile.
Very versatile. Very, you know, not into the whole gangster rap thing.
Like B.O.B. Almost like B.O.B.
Yeah,
too.
Promoting, you know, not going to say necessarily positivity, but, you know, he's just a guy who's very intricate. You could tell he actually thinks about what he's saying, about how he's going to tie back one bar to the next bar, and you know, and his work just keeps you sitting on the edge of your seat. It's refreshing, actually.
Like, to just to be real, he's himself. He's himself.
You know, like guys like him. You know, to me, everybody saying that hip hop is dead. It's a bunch of young upstarts, or guys that's just getting started that are crazy talented. He mentioned most of them in his verse.
He sure did.
Wale, Drake, J. Cole, Big Crit, Mac Miller,
yeah,
ASAP. I'm trying to think who else, like young upstart.
Y'all heard Wale,
Big Sean.
Big Sean, J. Cole. I mean, he, Big Sean must have been like, yeah, I had a nice verse.
Jay Electronica, yeah.
Yeah, Just he was like, y'all had good verses. Like, we had good verses. But when Kendrick Lamar came on that track, though,
killed
oh my
it.
God.
Anybody who hasn't heard it today, I know this is taped. But when you hear this show, you hear this episode, definitely go out and just Google Big Sean featuring Kendrick Lamar and Jay Electronica, yeah. Control.
And if you want to make it real, to make it easy for you, on your smartphone, just go to YouTube and just search, like Google it. Google Big Sean Control. You'll see Kendrick Lamar on it. It's a rap. It's the first thing. When you put Big Sean, to be honest with you, it's the first thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I got the text from my boy Rodney. He was like, Wally, did you hear the joint with Big Sean? Control. Then he was like, Kendrick Lamar killed it. I was like, I said, really? Kendrick Lamar? I said, I gotta check this thing out when I get to the office. Went to the office, searched it. I was like, yeah. I was like, when Kendrick Lamar's part came, I was like, good God. I said, really? That's how we're going right now?
Yeah, he Sandusky the microphone. It was crazy. He Sandusky the microphone. Sandusky the song, the verse, the microphone.
Oh, man.
It was crazy.
He sure did.
Anyway, one of those moments in hip hop.
It is. So like Will T said, make sure you Google it and find the song because it's something special. Anyway, like I said, it's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. To check out any shows or content on the Eyes Radio Network, just search. visit www.eyesradio.com. Such shows on there are Backfield Radio, The Noise, which airs Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's live, so make sure you check it out. That show's actually live. A show that's not on the Eyes Radio Network, Clutch Sports Radio. It's produced by my boy Darwin, and make sure you check out his site. It's www.darwinsports.com, darwin-sports.com, excuse me. And check out my homies, Voice of the Fan. Great show, Jeff, Donis Jones, and my homeboy Alex as well. So make sure you check out their podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Voice of the Fan. All these shows are on our website, which is waleo.podbean.com. I know you're on there right now, so make sure you click each of these sites. and listen to these podcasts. And also check out our podcast, which is syndicated on the internet radio station Real People Real Talk Radio. The site is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. So you make sure you visit the site. It's www.realpeoplerealtalk.com.
Let's get into our tradition of pregame.
First off, there's going to be some Oreo stuff. Especially down the stretch, everybody's been boosted about Chris Davis because what he's been doing throughout the season. But Adam Jones has been hot, and as he's been hot, the team has been winning of late. So right now, if you had to pick an Orioles MVP, who would be the MVP for the Baltimore Orioles?
I'd probably have to go with Adam Jones just for this reason. His play has been far more consistent over the whole stretch of the season. Chris Davis, after the All-Star break, has kind of fizzled out. No one expected him to keep up the pace of, because I believe prior to the All-Star break, he had like 32 home runs, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe more than that.
Probably more than that. So no one really expected him to hit another 32 and tie Roger Maris.
Roger Maris.
Barry Bonds has the.
I give Barry Bonds credit, but I get your point.
Baseball purist.
I don't believe in that steroid crap.
But me neither. He was never found guilty.
Believe me. I don't believe in PEDs making people better like that. But that's just me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I have to say, Adam Jones, he's just been a linchpin, and he's been consistent in the lineup throughout the whole season. Chris Davis, you know, he's brought a lot of entertainment and has brought national media attention to the Baltimore Orioles, but I would go with Adam Jones.
You can't go wrong with either or. I think both have been very valuable for the Baltimore Orioles. Chris Davis within the last couple of games, has come back to his home run form. He had a big home run last night, even though the Orioles lost. I was going towards Adam Jones myself, but since you picked Adam Jones, I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
Absolutely, and man. What fun would it be if we agreed on everything?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Chris Davis, just because he still has a chance to put up a historical season for the Baltimore Orioles. I think he'll be able to have the most home runs any Oriole has had since Brady Anderson. I think he'll probably surpass Brady. Brady had 50. Chris Davis is on pace to shatter 50 at this point in time. Still hitting over 300 or hit about 300. And his RBIs, he may be able to break the single season, well, not single season, RBI record for Baltimore, but have like over 130. Well, I think it might be over like about 150 RBIs this season, so you never know. So I'm on this side of saying I'm going to go with Chris Davis at the moment. But I think – I always say big players come to play in stretches you really need them. And Adam Jones has played big in this stretch when they needed it. Chris Davis was slumping. Adam Jones was still playing good. And the Orioles need to gain ground, to catch the Red Sox and the Rays. And they've kind of shortened the distance already. And that's due to Adam Jones, in my opinion.
So technically you agree with me.
I do. But I had to go a different route.
Okay, hey, listen. I'm always right, so it doesn't matter.
You're always right.
Yeah, for the most part.
Go ahead. I had some Facebook stuff, but I'm going to let you go ahead. You will read the next question. I'll read the next question.
Yeah, you'll read the next question. All right. I'll read the next question.
Thanks, Will.
Tiger Woods did not win the PGA Championship. Will he win another major again?
I don't think so. He's choking. It's mental. I don't think he's going to win. I've always stated this. I stated this before. prior when he wasn't playing that well back then, it's like he needs to smash off some whores and let it happen. But
because whores be winning.
Well, yeah. For Tiger Woods, they definitely be winning. And Tiger was doing this thing when he didn't care. Let's be real. Tiger was doing this thing when he didn't care. I think it's coming to a point where he actually cares, and he's putting a lot of pressure on himself. Tiger was so good, he was arrogant, didn't care about anybody on the tour. I'm not saying that he cares about anybody on the tour.
Now he's more content with being one of the guys.
Exactly. And he needs to go back to feeling like he's better than everybody on the tour. Like, he's got to be snobbish. And he's not snobbish enough.
I think, like you said, I think most of it is all mental at this point. I think he's putting an immense amount of pressure on himself because he's already stated that tying or surpassing Jack Snead's record in wins isn't that much important to him.
Jack Nicklaus?
No, Jack Snead, who has the most wins on the PGA Tour.
Oh, yeah. Not the major, I'm sorry.
But all that matters to him is surpassing Jack Nicklaus and Jack Nicklaus' 18 majors. He's currently at 14 now.
He's been stuck on 14 forever.
He's been stuck on 14 forever. But me personally, I wouldn't bet against Tiger Woods. Just, you know, just a year ago at this time, a lot of people were counting him out on win another tournament. And he's won 5 this year. So I think once he gets to a space mentally where he isn't putting a lot of pressure on himself, then he'll come in and play relaxed and play his game, then they'll start to rack up again.
Yeah, my man on Facebook on the urban sports scene Facebook page, my man George Templeton said, I don't think so. He doesn't inspire fear in the field that he once did, and he's getting older, which means the knee will be more, not less troublesome. Yeah, I'm with that. I mean, I'm with that. He's not putting fear on anybody. No one's scared of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, anymore. No one's scared of the big bad Tiger Woods anymore.
Ain't bad no more. Told you, ain't bad unless you stroke some little porn star. You gotta stroke a porn star to be bad in golf. And let me say this too, because I was like, really, I had a dispute on Facebook about this on the Urban Sports Scene Facebook page about golfers not being athletes. Like, I saw so many pudgy, fat athletes during the PGA Championships. I was trying to watch it because I don't really watch golf. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting watching it. And I'm like, dude, like, you get a cart and you're pudgy and fat. Like, even the fattest athlete in baseball runs. And, someone threw out Prince Fielder, CC Sabathia to me. And I'm like, well, Prince Fielder runs the bases and he throws the ball and he's going against – and something's obstructing him, which is a pitcher. And CC Sabathia has to cover first base at times. He has to run every once in a while. And if you've seen CC Sabathia, he's dropped some weight. I'm like, but you can't really argue John Daly and think that's cool. Like, you can't do it.
You do have a valid point.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, golfers, I mean.
I'm not going to say they aren't athletes. I'm just going to say physically they are in the best of shape. I think out of all of the sports, major sports, yeah, I don't think you necessarily have to be in a top peak physical condition to compete.
What kind of training do you have to be in to play golf?
I'm sure you have to keep your core tight because you know you're swinging the.
You seen John Daly?
I've seen John Daly, but I'm sure he has
tight.
He has to keep
in his gut. I don't hear nothing about
you know you have to keep your core tight and your hamstrings, you know, in order to drive the ball, you know, because you have to use your lower body somewhat to drive the ball.
There's a lot of fat people, man. Vijay Singh, that dude looks fat too. Even the dude who won was Duffner. That's his name.
Duffner.
Like, dude is chubby. You see his little gut? It's coming out, son. It's like a baby. He's got a little baby in his belly. Hey, let me read out a couple more Facebook comments about Tiger Woods. My man Jordan says on Facebook, said, yes, he's Tiger. He's Tiger Fudging Woods. Everybody chill.
I agree with you. I think it's mental. Like I said, it's all mental. Once he gets to a point in a peaceful place mentally, he'll get the victories to come in.
All right, my boy Jeremy. What's up, Jeremy? Jeremy the commission. What's going on, homie? He was like, he said, yes, multiple majors, masters probably. Jeremy, you wrote a lot, so I'm not going to read all of it. But that's the gist of it. The Masters, that would be great for Tiger to rock a green jacket. I don't think he will because the Masters is the biggest tournament, the biggest major in the PGA Tour, and Tiger will choke because that's too much pressure on his mind right now. And he'll
count
choke.
Him out, man.
I would count him out. He counted black people out a long time ago. I count him out too. All right. Darn it. I said it. That's how I feel about Tiger Woods. You don't like me, I don't like you. You can go on when we use this next
hey,
one.
Yeah, I'll read it.
Good.
Speaking about a guy that people don't like, Johnny Manziel, two other auctioneers came out and said that they've received autographs from Johnny Manziel. What do you think?
He's screwed.
Yeah, I think at this point,
he's screwed. At first, I thought he was going to get away with it because they were talking. I think he has the same person representing. Well, the school has the dude that the folks that represented Cam Newton to take care of the case. But now the new allegations coming out, this is reported. This is not a fact. This is reported. I don't know, man. He just seems screwed to me.
Well, unless they actually have pictures or evidence of him accepting money, like if one of his friends accepted the money, then his friend can always be the scapegoat.
You can always blame your friends at this point in time. You're about to make millions of dollars. Blame your friends.
Listen, when you're running a crew like that, and there's one guy who's above and beyond and has the opportunity to provide or let everyone else shine, sometimes you got to be the fall guy for him.
And you know who messed up in this situation? It's called Michael Vick's buddies.
Because they should have took the bullet for him.
They should have took the fall.
But they didn't.
They did not, and they failed. But yeah, Johnny Manziel, I think he may be, in my opinion, he could be suspended throughout the season.
Well, I'll tell, like I stated, he will play the third game versus Alabama.
And then after that, he'll be suspended?
Yes. That's the biggest game in college football. Alabama versus Johnny Manziel in, I believe the game's in Tuscaloosa, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
That will be the highest, one of the highest rated games for, I believe it's going to be on ABC and ABC college football history. So I can guarantee you this, Johnny Manziel will play September 14th against Alabama.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's definitely going down. Real quick, we spoke about this last week a little bit. We were talking about it was fair or unfair with A-Rod. A-Rod's going to definitely play the whole season. He's appealed his suspension. He'll still play the whole season.
Great.
I'm so happy for A-Rod.
Me too. Get your money.
Get your money, dude. Get your money. I'm a fan of it. I'm a Baltimore Oriole fan. I don't hide it. But I'm glad. I'm glad for A-Rod. I'm an A-Rod fan. So
I'm a Yankees fan. I'm good. And I'm ecstatic that he's actually has the opportunity to play
third
base.
When he gets a base hit, they fake cheer him. And then when he hits a home run, like, they're forced to cheer him. I like it.
Yeah, I love it.
Because for real, I mean, you're a Yankee fan, but I'm looking at the New York Yankee fans in New York. And I just think it's hilarious that they look so two-faced to me. It's like, all right, when he hits a home run, it's like, yeah. And when he grounds out, boo. So I'm like, yeah. It's cool to me.
Yeah, you're forced to stay consistent.
Yeah, stay consistent. You're forced to cheer A-Rod. Anyway, it's about time for a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Redskins' first preseason game. And also, we're going to raise the question, should RG3 just shut the hell up? It's the Urban Sports Sydney Eyes Radio Network.
Deuces.
You dig?
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
You can listen to our podcast show by visiting www.walio.podbean.com. That's our official Urban Sports Scene website. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. You can listen to us on the Sports Crib Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Stiller Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Stiller Fan.
All right, people, we're back. Now we're going to talk about Wally and the DMV's two favorite subjects, which are the Redskins and RG3.
Thank you, Will T. I appreciate that. That's definitely my favorite subject. I want to talk about the Redskins. The Redskins' first preseason game with the Tennessee Titans. What I got out of that game was, one, I was not impressed with our run defense.
Let me ask you this: Were you impressed with your starting quarterback,
Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Yeah, I was impressed with Kirk Cousins. He did what I wanted him to do. He was precise. He led his receivers. He had control of the huddle. He was accurate. Those are things I look at the quarterback, and he did everything I wanted to do. And it's funny because I didn't come in when we drafted Kirk Cousins because I'm a Michigan fan. I saw him in Michigan State. I wasn't highly impressed with Kirk Cousins, but you can see the work that Mike and Kyle Shanahan have done with him. He's a very improved quarterback. But I like what he's brought to the table.
I'll say this: I think now, and you know, you may not agree with me, and a lot of people I've stated this too, don't necessarily agree with me. I think Kirk Cousins is a better NFL passer at this point than RG3. I'm not going to say he's a better quarterback, but I think he's a better passer just because simply Kirk Cousins played – the offense that he played in college was a pro-style offense.
That's true.
So it's easy for him to translate everything he did to the pros.
Yeah.
You know, last year the Redskins had to install the pistol off the pistol formation, and they did a lot of things, a lot of read option with RG3.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to pose that question to you. Do I personally think at this point today, yeah, right now, Kirk Cousins is a far better NFL passer than RG3. I'm not going to say he's a better quarterback. I'm going to say he's a better passer.
I don't think so, because I think RG3 is an accurate passer. I think the difference between RG3 and Kirk Cousins is that if Kirk Cousins ran a 4-3, you would see the same thing. You would get the opportunity to do the same thing. Is that RG3 runs a 4-3, and the Shanahans want to make that a part of the offense. If Kirk Cousins ran a 4-3, they would do the same thing with Kirk Cousins. The problem is RG3 can do both. Therefore, you're going to try to run an offense tailored for both. I know when I watched RG3 pass, I mean, to be honest with you, I was highly surprised how great of a passer and how accurate RG3 was watching him last season. I was highly surprised. Mm-hmm. I know I saw him in Baylor, and he was accurate in Baylor, but that doesn't always translate in the NFL. I've seen both of Kirk Cousins and RG3 plays, you know, in college and in the NFL. And to me, RG3 is more of an accurate passer, in my opinion. I think RG3 can run a pro-style offense. That's up to the Shanahans to want to do it. That's up to them. But to me, the passing, what makes RG3 special, in my opinion, is that for a mobile quarterback, he's very accurate. We never really seen a let's put it this way.
We never seen an accurate black quarterback before?
Accurate black quarterback. I'm going to be real. I'm actually a fan of Donovan McNabb. But he was the most accurate person in the world all the time. I mean, when he was hot.
McNabb just didn't turn the ball over.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't turn the ball over. RG3 is the type of guy to me, when I watch him throw the ball, deliver the ball, especially the deep ball, It's an accurate, pretty deep ball, and he always leads his wide receivers. He does things that you want your quarterback to do when it comes to leading a receiver to make plays for yards after the catch. That's what I'm trying to say. But I'm gonna go back to the preseason game real quick. Like, the defense though was atrocious. Like, the rushing defense was atrocious. I like Brian and Arakpo. I think he looked good, looked fresh. Kerrigan and Arakpo together looked like they can do some damage. And I even saw them put Kerrigan as a nose. As a DN and a 3-4 and a nose tackle, and having the rookie from Florida State play outside linebacker, so you had like more like a Giants feel, not how the Giants put all their pass rushes out.
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins ran that a little bit more, and they put pressure on the quarterback. I like what they did putting pressure on the quarterback. I like Amerson, the rookie out of NC.
Everything I saw, and I think I only saw like maybe two or three first series. Amerson looked impressive.
Yeah, he did.
He looked very impressive. I think that Bakari Rambo is still looking for his shoelace.
Oh, that was me.
After that move. In his defense, I don't think they're Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, any of the best safeties or corners wouldn't have been able to bring him down. But that move Chris Johnson put on him, that was mean.
That wasn't nice.
Yeah, that was his welcome to the NFL moment, bro.
He really had a rough night, and Rambo had a rough night. He really did. He had a late hit. He had a rough night. But yeah, I was really impressed with David Amerson from North Carolina State. I thought he definitely performed. He has good height. He runs. He's fast. He's physical with Kenny Britt. I really did like what he did. Hopefully, Josh Wilson is not going to be a starter for the Washington Redskins.
I definitely second that thought. The Redskins definitely got a player in David Amerson. He looked very impressive. He dropped that first. He could have had that interception.
That's what I'm saying. He should have had that interception.
Cutting
the ball, he did everything right. He just didn't catch the ball. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, Brian Arakpo, missed that big assignment, but, you know.
Oh, you're talking about that for
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson, yeah. Pass rushers do it all the time, but that was his fault, definitely. If he didn't go wide and, you know, always trying to, you know, pass rushers want to rush the passer. If he stayed in his lane, Chris Johnson would have a decent game, not a Not, he wouldn't got to Rambo, put it that way.
Yeah. He wouldn't have done that to, done what he did to Rambo. But anyway, let's move on to your second favorite subject, which is RG3. This past Monday, he had a press conference, and he came out and made, I'm not going to say disparaging remarks, but he made comments that I think, you know, you don't air your dirty laundry out in the public. He came out and said he didn't necessarily agree nor understand the process that the Redskins are using to reintroduce him back into the starting lineup as a starting quarterback for the franchise. What are your thoughts?
He needs to shut up.
Just that simple,
huh? That simple, man. That's simple. Love RG3. I'm an RG3 fan. But it is what it is. Sometimes you're doing wrong, you're doing wrong. I don't like Shanahan. You know that. You know, I call him a rat-faced bastard. I say it all the time. And
how do you really feel?
It's the truth, man. Just the dude just looks like a rat. You know what okay. I mean? And he didn't care about RG3 last season. You know, I'm a coach's job is to protect their players. A player's going to always say, I can come back in, I can play.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking upon the whole last season thing, what if he just wasn't truthful with him and he told him, okay?
Doesn't matter. A player's going to always tell you, I'm okay. A player will always tell you that. It's okay. A playoff game. I mean, wouldn't you, like, if it's a playoff game and you thought you can actually do it and you're the best, you feel like you're the best option, you're going to force it. You're going to lie. Concussions, players do it all the time with concussions.
You got a point.
You know what I mean? So, to me, like, that's the coach's job. Now, to fast forward to this, the coach is trying to protect you, and now you're talking reckless. Like, when I mean reckless, you're saying, like, I don't agree with it. But you're the same dude that complained about them letting you play when you had a bad ACL. You dig what I'm saying?
Like, I feel what you're saying.
That's what annoys me.
I understand what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. how can you say, like, I don't agree with the process, but when you got hurt and you, whatever you want to call it, fooled them or whatever, you were like, oh, they saw me.
They being disingenuous.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, oh, they saw me. They shouldn't let me play. They made it worse. Okay. Come on.
I'll say this.
Really, RG3? Really?
I'll say this about him.
Really?
I think the guy has a tremendous upside and future if he's able to stay healthy as a NFL quarterback. But just taking his comments Monday and hearing some of his past interviews, it's one clear conclusion that I can come to about RG3. He's a narcissist.
Yeah,
the guy thinks about himself. It doesn't necessarily have to be about him, but he'll find a way to work himself back into the limelight. The guy loves the publicity, loves the limelight. He's a true narcissist. And, you know, not saying as a knock on him, but that's just my evaluation from a far distance of your quarterback.
Don't get me wrong, I think he cares about his teammates. I think he's genuine about teammates. I think he is about the team. I do think that, but I'm with you. He loves the attention. He loves it too much. Because if he didn't love the attention, he would shut up.
Let me pose another question to you. Do you think that it's kind of eating him up? Do you think it would eat him up if, let's say, first three games, Kirk Cousins was the starter?
Yeah.
And the Redskins got off to a blazing start, let's say averaging 30 points per game, over 350 yards total offense, 3-0 start. Do you think he would be able to stomach that?
No, he'd be pissed. He'd be pissed in a way. He'd be happy for his teammates, but again, they would talk about, you know, you were here to talk about Kirk Cousins, and is Kirk Cousins a better option? That would eat him alive.
It would make our job easier.
Yeah,
let's say this is a job.
But you know what I mean? It would make our hobby.
Yeah, it would give us a lot to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the truth, though. I'll be real. Like, the media would get to him, and he would be annoyed, and that would piss him off. He'd be happy for Kirk Cousins. He'd be happy for his
teammates. Do you think so?
Yeah, I believe so. He seems like a genuine. With his teammates, I think he's cool with it. He's cool with his teammates. He's happy
for his teammates. Think he's cool with Kirk Cousins, his teammate, taking his shine? Him being the guy that's recognized as.
He's cool with Kirk Cousins, but he knows that the investment is in him, so he knows he's getting his job. He'll get his job back. It's not he's going to lose his job. But it would annoy him, though, to hear the media saying, like, well, is Kirk Cousins the better option, and this, that, and the other? Because you heard that a little bit last season when Kirk Cousins had that one good game, you could tell.
He was highly annoyed versus Cleveland.
Yeah, you could tell. Like that's why he came back so fast.
Yeah, when Kirk Cousins his play in the second half against the Ravens, he was very annoyed by that. He could, per se.
You're talking about annoyed
by the fact that a lot of people and reporters were saying, you know, Kirk Cousins played so good to come to be a rookie that, you know, just come off the bench and lead the Redskins
but
to victory.
But he was cool with Kirk Cousins, though.
I don't think they have any problems personally or professionally. I just think that it would truly eat Robert Griffin alive if Kirk Cousins were the guy to get this team to a blazing start.
Because the media, I don't want to blame the media, but he pays attention to that. He pays attention to that stuff. He really does. And you can tell. You know, that's why he wants to do interview requests all the damn time. It's the truth.
He loves the limelight. He's a star.
I was on a...
Well, let me ask you this question. Well, did you hear a statement about Donovan McNabb?
About what he said about Donovan McNabb?
Oh, you didn't hear?
In the past statement?
No, this statement that he made yesterday about Donovan McNabb. He said, even though Donovan McNabb's a great quarterback, I think it would be stupid for me to listen to take any advice that he would have for me at this point.
But he said that already. He said that already.
Well, he just said he said it again.
He reiterated again yesterday.
Also,
oh yeah, I mean, you know what? I don't know about like him and the Donovan McNabb situation. I'm not privy to that conversation. I can tell he doesn't like Donovan McNabb for some strange reason.
Yeah, I think he.
It's something.
Well, I think it's one of those things that he doesn't want to be lumped in with other black quarterbacks. I think he does. That's just my opinion.
I don't think he would have a problem.
He said, don't compare me to the. You know he doesn't want to be lumped in with any other black quarterbacks. He wants you to just think of him as Robert Griffin III, a quarterback. Not necessarily a black quarterback. I don't want you all to think I have the attributes of prior black quarterbacks, which is being athletic.
I think he making plays. He didn't have a problem with Vic, though. I don't think he had a problem with being compared to Vic. Cam Newton, though, I know he had a problem with.
Yeah.
Vic, I don't think he had a problem with. To be honest with you, I think there's a stigma against. I'm not knocking. I like Donovan McNabb. I'm going to put that out there. I personally like Donovan McNabb.
Okay.
All right. There's a stigma that goes with Donovan McNabb, though, with black quarterbacks, though.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, it's the truth.
One of it is that he never spoke up.
Yeah.
Another one is that, you know, rather than using his legs,
he tried to
do it from the pocket so he wouldn't be criticized.
Yeah. So he was trying to do it before image rather than to win, you know, the best way to win the game. That's how I looked for Donovan McNabb, was more of an image. But I like Donovan McNabb. I understood what he was trying to do. I'm not knocking. I understood what he was trying to do. It annoyed me, but I understood what he was trying to do. But on Facebook, real quick, I posed the same question. Should RG3 be quiet? Ron Jr. said yes, but he's not saying anything wrong. He's just bringing a lot of unnecessary attention. It's pretty much the same thing, Ron. It's okay. Tabitha Mayo agrees with my man, Ron. Solomon Tacky says, excuse me, I think so because it seems like him and Coach Shanahan are not on the same page at all. It's one thing if that's the case behind closed doors, but not for the media to know.
Yeah, I think sometimes you shouldn't air out your dirty laundry.
I think he's like, especially when the coach is telling you not, you know, telling the media one thing and then you're going about saying something else. That's what annoys me. My boy Jeremy said it would go away once the season begins. His wife needs to grab his. Excuse me, I'm done. He needs to grab his genitalia.
Wow.
Hey, Commissioner, you're a wild boy, man. You're a wild boy.
You are a wild boy. All right. But let's fast forward to this Saturday. Redskins, Steelers. What do you think? What do you want to see?
I want to see an an improved defense against the run. That's the first thing I want to see. I think defensively, people always talk about you can't gauge nothing in the preseason, but defensively, I think you can gauge a lot defensively. If you can stop the run, if teams don't move the ball on your first team defense, then to me, that means that you got a special defense going into the regular season. So I want to see the defense improve, especially against stopping the run. I want to see more Leonard Hankerson. I like what he did in the first game against the Titans. Arjun Robinson dropped the ball. It looked like Arjun Robinson was ahead of him in the depth chart. But I want to see Leonard Hankerson get more opportunities. And lastly, I mean, and we're probably going to talk about this topic too at the same time, I want to see Pat White get more opportunities than Rex Grossman. Rex Grossman played way more than Pat White. And Pat White is a guy that we don't really know of. We know of from West Virginia, but we don't know what he can do in the NFL. And we know what Rex Grossman can do. And Pat White is showing us that he's mobile. He's similar. He's not RG3, but a similar set. Well, he's a mobile quarterback. He's a very mobile quarterback who runs the pistol. I'll put it that way. That's as similar to RG3 we're going to get speed-wise. But I want to see what he can do.
Thanks for foreshadowing and making my job easier. Because that's actually what we were about to talk about. Yeah. Pat White, should he play more than Sexy Rexy in this upcoming game?
Come on, now we're talking about Rex Grossman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should play more than Rex Grossman. It's Rex Grossman. I mean, we're talking about Sexy Rexy.
Well, let me ask
fat,
you this.
Chubby Rex Grossman. Yeah, he should be playing more than Rex Grossman.
Let me ask you this. Do you actually think Pat White has the opportunity or chance to make the 53-man roster? And Rex Grossman to be cut.
If it's a fair competition, yes, because he's going against Rex Grossman. I think he has a good opportunity. I mean, unless they want to carry two quarterbacks.
I think Pat White will, and this is the reason why. Follow me on this one.
Yeah, follow me.
Pat White's been with the Redskins ever since OTAs, right?
Yes.
So Pat White knows the offense. He knows the read option offense.
Yeah,
offense.
Yeah.
So if you cut Pat White or try to put him on the practice squad, you'll have opponents picking him up and trying to pick his brain to see what he knows or can he give any insight about the pistol formation and the read option. So that's why I think that Pat White has an excellent opportunity to actually make the roster opposed to Rex Grossman.
Yeah, on my Facebook, on the Urban Sports Team Facebook page, my boy Chuck Batchford said, get rid of Sexy Rex, move Pat White to the third spot. Agree with it, man. Like Will T was talking about, Will T had a good conspiracy theory about Pat White staying on this team. I would love to have Pat White stay on this team. I think he brings for practice, well, definitely for practice for RG3 when RG3 is not ready. And we would say we're playing against the Eagles that may have, you know, Michael Vick may run a particular system. We use Pat White. We don't have to use Michael Vick. I mean, we don't have to use RG3, excuse me. We use Pat White for scout teams and things of that sort. So I think having Pat White is beneficial to the defense as well anyway.
And also it allows you to still run some of the things you would run when RG3 isn't in the game if you have Pat White. You know, pistol formation. Yeah.
Say he's not ready.
Yeah, read option.
Yes. You can take out Kirk Cousins and put in Pat White and have that option. I'm just saying, you may not want, you know, some teams you don't want to do that, but this situation, maybe Kyle wants to do that.
Yeah, kind of a change of tempo. You know, it worked great for the 49ers last year when Alex Smith was starting and they put in Colin Kaepernick against the Jets. So, we'll see.
Yeah, it's about time for a commercial break, Will, too,
isn't it? Yeah, it's commercial break time. So we'll be back after commercial break. We'll be going up to 95 to discuss the world champion Baltimore Ravens.
It's the Urban Sports and the Eyes Radio Network.
The ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
I'm Peyton Manning. On the football field, I always had to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all, appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep the hits coming.
I love you too, baby. Keep up the good work in the WNBA. Keep balling.
Yeah, we love you, Skylar Diggins. Most definitely. But anyway, you can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Apple G's radio show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian.
What's going on, folks? Hope all is well with y'all.
Yeah, and truth be told, I need to get on your show, and I really haven't checked y'all out in a long time, to be honest with you. I don't even know the show is still on, but I hope it is. I miss those people, man.
Yeah, I haven't talked to them in a while. Yeah, they're great people. You know, if you get a chance, check them out. Now we're going up 295.
Yeah, 295.
Ravens. Tyrod Taylor looked amazing against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You watched the game? Did you watch it?
I actually did. Yeah,
watched that game. You didn't want to watch the Redskins game like that?
I told you I watched the first three series of the Redskins game.
That's dirty, man.
It's not dirty.
You trying to be a Ravens fan now?
I'm not trying to be a Ravens fan. I'm not going to be any fan of anyone. I'm just a fan of quality football.
How did you feel about Riley Cooper playing last week?
I couldn't even watch that game. I didn't see any of the game. I didn't watch any of it. I'm still in a point of disgust. I'm still in a point of rage.
I hear you.
When it comes to the Eagles. So I haven't had any opportunity. I didn't watch any of the game. Didn't watch the replay on NFL Network. Maybe I'll check it out this week if I can't sleep at like 1 o'clock in the morning and have insomnia. But other than that, still at a point where I can't watch it. I'll definitely watch the first regular season game against the Washington Redskins in D.C., though.
You will? Yeah, you should. So you'll be cheering?
No, I won't. No, I'll just watch the game.
You watch the game? Exactly.
Because it's Monday night.
I know, I hear you. But who will you be rooting for? That's the question.
I won't be rooting for anyone.
You know what?
I won't root for anyone.
I've tried that technique. You always end up rooting for somebody.
Nah. All right. No, I'm impartial in life, man.
I'm impartial. Well, if I ever watch a game with you on opening night, but I'm not going to. I'm watching it at home by myself.
Yeah, Raleigh has a very strange tradition when it comes to watching Redskins games. Raleigh locks himself in his house and doesn't respond to text messages, phone calls, emails, or nothing.
No one's gonna bother me. The only person
Raleigh just watches the game by himself when it's lonesome.
Yes, exactly. I like to watch games by myself. I want anybody to annoy me. The only person that I do allow to call me is my brother. And at that, sometimes I don't even want that to happen. And he's a Redskin fan. No one calls me. Harold doesn't call me. He's a diehard Skin fan because Harold annoys me and he panics too much. I don't need that in my life. I want to watch my TV, watch my Redskins, and they piss me off. They piss me off by myself.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing ever. I think we got you to come out that one time.
They lost.
Yeah, and you wouldn't come out no more.
I ain't doing that crap.
Very superstitious.
And I don't want to be around you ignorant other fans. I'm talking about Redskin fans. You ignorant other Redskin fans who annoy the bejesus out of me. And then you ignorant other fans and other teams. Y'all are just as ignorant and annoying.
All right, well, let's get back to the world champion Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, you like saying, huh?
They are the world champions.
Big up to my man Jordan who hollered at me and was like, Wally, you need to have Baltimore Ravens. We need to cover the Baltimore Ravens. And I was like, all right, well.
They are technically a local team.
Not local to me, but I did.
Okay, back to the question. Tyrod Taylor, he looked good in the first preseason game against the Buccaneers. The Ravens put up like 44 points. Do you think over time or right now he could be a starter in the NFL?
Well, that's, for me, direction of the NFL.
And that's one thing I was going to say. You have to take in consideration. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor is a guy who does have a live arm, and he can make plays with his leg. And a lot of organizations are looking for a quarterback that can run the read option.
Yeah, and he showed in the preseason that he looks good running the read option. It looks like he can run the option, and he can run the some pistol. So Tyrod Taylor, to me, if we're looking at where the NFL is going, it looks like the quarterback position is going, because back in the day when you were a mobile quarterback or a guy who ran a triple on the read option, you just could run. Like, you couldn't throw. Like, Tyrod Taylor, to me, from what I've seen in preseason, looks like he can throw the ball and he can run. So that he looks like a decent NFL quarterback to me. I think if the Ravens play him correctly in the preseason, they can hike his stock up. He can definitely be trade bait to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Maybe not this season, but definitely next season.
Yeah, anything's possible. If he continues to improve as a passer and is efficient and consistent, then yeah, that's definitely a possibility. But if I was a Ravens fan, I would feel a little bit better knowing that I do have this guy as a backup, because yeah. I would feel as if, okay, we have a possibility to win the game if he's put in the game and something happens to Joe Flacco.
And who's to say, like, honestly, who's to say Joe Flacco, like you said, something could happen to Joe Flacco. And it'd be interesting if something happened to Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was playing good. I'm not wishing injury on anybody, but Joe Flacco was
It sounded like you were.
I'm not. I'm just putting out a scenario. Joe Flacco is not playing well, gets hurt. Tyrod Taylor comes in, starts balling, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a controversy? Like, would you, like,
it would be the same situation that it is down here.
Nope, see, no. The situation here is like RG3. I'm just saying RG3 is all right. Plays RG3 played when his rookie season was at a historic level. That's why I'm not going to put Joe Flacco on that level, because his regular season stats aren't really that great. It's the playoff stats. But say Joe Flacco could, with all the change though. I guess it's a big difference. But all the change, Anquan Boldin's gone.
Dennis Pitta out.
Dickerson's going to play. Dickerson's going to be there. Dixon's going to be there. And you know, you're losing Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, the leaders of the team, the true leaders of the team.
If we're going to talk about personnel, you also have to take into account that they did recently sign Brandon Stokley.
And that's not a really big
Dallas Clark.
Dallas Clark is cool, though. That's a big signing.
Okay.
But say he's struggling. Do you – and Tyrod comes in the game and had, two games he plays barring because of injury. Tyrod balls. Is there a controversy? Like – do Raven fans start to think that Tyrod's better? Because remember, even last season, there were little chirps and talks about Tyrod being better than Joe Flacco anyway.
And I'll say no for the simple reason of $120 million. You can't the Ravens were to switch from Joe Flacco to Tyrod Taylor, and you know, in that instance, $120 million, they have $120 million reasons not to keep him as the starting quarterback and go back to Joe Flacco.
No, I agree. I think Joe Flacco is the better quarterback. I'm just saying that if he struggles, you know, what's going to happen? It'd be amazing to see how the Raven fans would treat Joe Flacco in the Tyrod Taylor situation. Because the Raven fans have a love-hate relationship with Joe Flacco.
I think he built up a little bit of equity building, getting him a Super Bowl and his performance in the playoffs.
He should.
You know, that's, fans are finicky.
They really are. But real quick, my man Jordan said, I wasn't serious about this question. I was serious about this question. He said he'll stay back up until his contract expires. Also, my man George Templeton on our Facebook page said, Tyrod Taylor is exactly what Kirk Cousins is. A great insurance plan if the franchise quarterback gets hurt, and eventually an asset to be traded for high draft choices. Yeah, I agree. He can definitely be trade bait, and you can get some draft choices. And again, if that happened, we will say Ozzie Newsom, you've done it again, because no one's better.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, no one's better.
I alluded to it or spoke about it, you know, just in that prior segment, when we're talking about Tyrod Taylor. Your thoughts on Stokley and Dallas Clark joining the Ravens?
Stokley is a Peyton Manning disciple. Joe Flacco isn't Peyton Manning, so I don't know how effective Stokley is going to be.
But Stokely's a guy in the slot who can still get open.
I like Stokley. He's just good with the Peyton Manning-ish type of quarterback. Just like Wes Welker is good with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Similar quarterbacks. They like to feed the slot.
Very cerebral.
Yeah, they like to feed the slot too. They know they pick their advantage. If you really look at how Joe Flacco plays the quarterback position, he likes to go for the deep routes. He's the more traditional, old school passer. Like to go for the deep play, the 15, 18 yard deep ends, or you know, flies out there for 50 yards or deep outs. He's that type of passer. I mean, I don't see. Because of Stokely's build, and I know we're thinking about like Anquan Boldin, who used to play the slot, but he was a big body too playing the slot. Stokely being smaller, Joe Flacco has to be more accurate, and the catches that Boldin made in traffic, I don't see Stokely making. So it's a little different for me.
It's interesting you brought up the whole Joe Flacco, his you know quarterbacking style, liking to throw the deep ball. I actually thought that instead of Brandon Stokley, I thought that Brandon Lloyd would have been a better pickup for the Ravens. I love what they did with Dallas Clark, because that gets him another guy who's crafty and getting open across the middle.
They need that.
Yeah, they need somebody who can make their offense dominant in between the hashes. But I actually thought that Brandon Lloyd would have been the ideal fit for this team. You got Torrey Smith, you got Brandon Lloyd, you got Jacoby Jones. That's three guys who can fly and get down the field. Brandon Lloyd's also, you know, he played in New England last year, so you know he knows how to run routes, knows a route tree, knows how to run routes and get open. So I actually thought that it's kind of puzzling to me that Brandon Lloyd's still out there, doesn't have a job yet.
Still time, though. They can still get Brandon Lloyd. They still have time to do it. It's not like the SOL. They can get him. But I agree with you. Brandon Lloyd is a fit because you see what Anquan Boldin did in the same system. And Brandon Lloyd, similar due to lack of speed, not built, but lack of speed. And Brandon Lloyd gets open, and Anquan Boldin got open too. And especially, and both of these individuals weren't scared to go at the middle. So, that's a good fit for the Ravens, and definitely a good fit for someone like Joe Flacco. But yeah, Stokely I wasn't impressed with, but Dallas Clark I was impressed with because they wanted to run two tight end system. They still get the chance to do it with Dixon and Dallas Clark. And to me, a tight end doesn't have to be super fast. Jason Witten is slow as dirt.
But he gets open.
And he gets open, which amazes me.
Yeah, catches like 90 something passes.
I'm still
a year.
Trying to figure out how
extremely
he gets
slow. He's 6'5 and wide body.
He was faster when he was younger, but he is slow. Like now, I'm not he is slow.
Yeah, if you and just look open. At him, he gets open. Just he's Tony Romo's favorite target.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez isn't fast. Like he isn't fast anymore. But he gets open.
He gets open.
So I'm just saying, like you can, if you're a smart tight end. You can still make it work, so I think it's a good sign for the Ravens and someone like Flacco, who's going to need an insurance plan, an insurance plan, and when he's taking drops, because it's not a given that Torrey Smith is going to be open on bombs all the time. You need somebody out there that you can hit for an 8-yard pass or a 5-yard pass. So Dallas Clark is definitely a good sign.
Yeah. And if you're Brandon Stokely, you help recruit Peyton Manning to the Denver Broncos. And see how they do you? Get rid of you, bring in Wes Walker. It's amazing. There's no loyalty in here. No loyalty in business, man. That's why I'm not loyal to any company.
Oh, man, you ain't lying about that.
All right, man. Well, that brings the end to another amazing show for us, show 153.
Yeah, 153. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, who would have thunk it, man?
153, man.
Consistency.
Yeah, I know, man.
We've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, man. It's been Wally and Will for a minute. I'm trying to get my boy Ray Jeezy back.
Yeah, you know.
He texted me. Ray was like, yeah, you could take my name off the list, off the paragraph now since I'm going to the show. I was like, Ray, I ain't doing that to you never, man. I got loyalty to you. Exactly. I may have took off Fish. I'm not taking it off you.
And on that comment, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
You could check out the show on Eyes Radio Network at www.eyesradio.com. To listen to the show, visit www.walio.podbeam.com. As you already might know, Walio is spelled W-A-L-E-O.
Why you say it like that? As you already might know.
I mean, if people have been fans, they've been down since day one. Oh, I probably know.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. If you have any questions or comments, you can just email Wally at urbansports@eyesradio.com because I do not answer emails. I don't check email. I don't do social networking. Sorry, people.
I do that. He's right. I talk to you folks on Facebook and Twitter.
Maybe one day if I'm bored enough, I'll...
We're lying like a mug.
I'll log into our Facebook page or our Twitter account. Like a and I'll tweet.
Hey, we want to do some fantasy football stuff. Advice sooner or later.
Yeah.
We'll see that next week, right?
Yeah, I think that'll be great. Next week's show, fantasy football. I would say we'll do like a mock two-person draft for two or three rounds.
Sure, we can do that because I'm not joining the fantasy football league this season.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure, but I'm going to give people my insight, though.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My wisdom, because I've won championships before. Number of championships. I made videos off of my championships.
Yeah.
I won the greatest people ever do it, so.
Yeah. I have some tales about Wally. You think RG3 is narcissistic?
See, it's coming out.
This guy's a close. He's 1B.
It's coming out now.
He's definitely 1B. But once again, thank you all for listening to the show. You guys are amazing fans. We love doing this. You guys are the reason why we do this every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next Tuesday. Fantasy football, baby.
Urban Sports Saints.
Deuces, bitches.